It's 7:42. I just saw on Twitter that Russian special forces have killed two members of a jihadist group in Dagestan, and they say this raid is possibly linked to suspect number one.
Wow.
We'll have to wait and see if we get any more details on that, but they're trying to find this web that goes around these two Boston bombers. Immigration reform is about to become fact, and there are a lot of people that are concerned about some of the intricacies of this immigration reform plan, that it might not be so beneficial to America. Bill Flynn, immigration attorney for Fowler White Boggs, brings up one problem, and that is regarding your job. And Bill, explain if you would.
Well, Jack, there is some dispute, legitimate dispute, on the effects of expanding the highly skilled immigrants. A lot of local and national employers these days are screaming because they can't keep the best and the brightest because of limitation on supply. So the Senate bill, which is what we now have in front of us, increases that.
Increases the number of skilled people coming.
That's right, Jack. It'll give the local companies, the national companies, the ability to hire more nationals of India and China, for example, who are going home because it takes so long to navigate through the system.
And so they will be able to accelerate that. One of the things that was just brought to fore by a group out there, and we've been saying it for a couple of weeks now, and that is that while this number they keep banding about is 11 million, it's probably more accurate to say 30 or 40 million, because that 11 million number goes back about 10 or 12 years. And we know there are hundreds of thousands crossing the border every year, maybe millions crossing the border every year. They don't have a handle on the number. And this particular group pointed out that once you establish citizenship for all of these people, they can bring all of their relatives over legally.
Well, it's going to take 13 years to become a citizen, 10 years to get a green card through the program. One of the things that they talked about before, and at least they've kept their word on, is that they are going to put these people at the back of the line. So it's going to take quite a long time to legalize oneself.
I would think that they're obviously taking a much closer look at this program, because I know a number of people that have gotten different visas based on work or student visas. We know that certainly some of the 9/11 hijackers, they were here on student visas. There are over 343,000 foreign students that have these H-1B visas. Are they clamping down on that a little bit at all?
Well, you know, ever since 9/11, Corey, they have really clamped down. And in fact, of the 19 hijackers, one had a student visa.
Okay.
And it's incredibly strict. There's a program called CVIS that puts the foreign student people at all the universities on notice. Almost when a person changes apartments, they have to file a report. Very strict.
Okay. What ethnic group is going to be hurt the worst by immigration reform, Bill?
Which ethnic group, Ted?
Yeah. Who's going to suffer the most by absorbing, say, 10, 20, 30 million new people in this country?
That's a tough one. I've never really thought of it in terms of ethnic groups so much as maybe the higher and lower skilled workers. And there's certain opinion out there that the lower skilled workers will suffer, but there's going to be a new W visa. They're going through the whole alphabet this time. But, you know, we got to look ahead a few months, because the House of Representatives is going to get the bill next, and I predict, you know, major modifications in what we have now.
One other quick thing, Bill, and that is regarding something I find as stupid as a box of rocks in this bill, and being as perspicacious as you are, I think you would feel the same way, and that is obviously one of the conditions is shutting down the borders, and they say that there will be 90% compliance, 90% of the illegal aliens will be caught and sent back. And I'm thinking, what does that mean when you have 10 come across, you send one of them into this country and nine back? Or the other thing is, don't they understand the problem is nobody knows they're coming into this country? How in the hell would they know they have 90%?
That's the giant elephant in the room, Jack. And everything is contingent on shoring up the border, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to do that.
Well, it's just the dumbest thing I've ever seen in a bill like that. I'd like to talk to Marco Rubio about it and say, were you all drunk when you wrote this part?
Probably.
But nevertheless, Bill Flynn, immigration attorney with Fowler, White, and Boggs, thank you for joining us this morning on AM
Thanks,
Tampa
Bill.
Bay.
Thanks, Bill.